all calls, all texts, all 5G data for just $14.99 a month for life. So what are you waiting for? Join GOMO, the mobile network of the year 2024, and get 1 month free. Hurry, offer ends soon. For more, visit gomo.ie. Unlimited allowance subject to fair use 30-day contract. A once-off SIM activation fee of $14.99 applies. For full details, terms, roaming and fair use, see gomo.ie.
Soho Dublin is giving Saturday night back to the over 35s. Let's Dance is the city's newest weekly club night that gives you the chance to relive your youth clubbing. Every Saturday from 5:30 till 10, Soho's massive dance floor will be filled with iconic beats of the 80s, 90s and noughties, all spun by the city's legendary DJs and MCs. We're even bringing back the slow set, and you'll get a free glass of Prosecco on arrival. Let's Dance, the nostalgic Saturday night party for over 35s. For tickets, search Soho Dublin on Eventbrite.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
Celebrate Ireland's music legends with our iconic Irish voices stamps. Unpussed for your world.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Hart. Israeli fighter jets have intercepted a drone that was crossing into Israel from Syria this morning. According to reports, the interception took place over the Sea of Galilee. No damage or injuries reported by the IDF. Hezbollah said it launched the ballistic missile towards Tel Aviv, supporting the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and defending its own people. It says the spokesperson said they targeted the HQ of Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency, whom it blamed for the assassination of its leaders recently. The Lebanese Health Ministry reported 6 more deaths overnight. Meanwhile, the Lebanese Health Minister says hospitals are becoming overwhelmed with the number of casualties. Dr. Firas Abiad says it's clear many of the 560 people killed in the attacks were civilians, including women and children, as thousands are forced to flee southern Lebanon, according to Sky's Deborah Haynes.
The Israeli military say that it's the first time that Hezbollah has fired a missile towards its economic capital in history. That missile was intercepted and shot down, but it is a clear mark of further escalation.
Meanwhile, Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, is due to travel to Washington next month to visit President Joe Biden at the White House as both countries celebrate a centenary of diplomatic relations between the pair. The Taoiseach also believes there's an onus on all countries around the world, including the US, to ask how it can do more to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza as they address the matter at the UN General Assembly ongoing in New York. Joe Biden's apparent calls for restraint from the podium of the UN, like his pleas for Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire and hostage release deal, are falling on deaf ears. Returning home, Weston Airport in Dublin has been closed. A fire broke out in a room close to the control tower last night. It was eventually brought under control by the fire brigade. There were no injuries, resulting in all flights being cancelled today. The latest delays to the National Children's Hospital will be scrutinised by Oireachtas Health Committee members, which will hear claims that the main contractor, BAM, has shown a complete lack of regard for sick children, young people and their families. The National Paediatric Hospital Development Board will address how BAM has moved its completion date 14 times over the past 4 years, but BAM have defended their own actions, saying that the ongoing spiralling costs are not something that they have sought. Controversial changes to traffic along the city quays in Dublin are allowing buses to move much quicker along the route. A meeting to monitor restrictions at Bachelor's Walk in Aston Quay has said that journey times are down by 20%, according to the Dublin Lord Mayor James Gagan.
We heard from various representatives of the retail sector, and it would be fair to say that it is a mixed bag, but what the Dublin Town Organisation is showing is that on their footfall counters that they have around the city, is that footfall is up.
Gardaí say a man remains in custody in connection with the hijacking of a car in Mountjoy Square on Monday afternoon that had a baby in the back seat. It led to a child rescue alert being issued by Gardaí. The 5-month-old was found safe and well 2 hours later.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio News.
Live. And further detail will emerge about the spending decisions behind the controversial Leinster House bike shelter. Today, members of the OPW due before the Oireachtas Finance Committee to answer questions on the project, which cost a staggering €336,000. It's emerged a third of the cost was spent on glass and steel for the structure. Sport is next.
There are silent conversations that happen on our roads every day between drivers and older pedestrians like me. When we catch each other's eye to say, "Do you see me?" or "I'm crossing." But when people don't look out for each other, those connections can be missed. And so can I.
Too many older pedestrians are being killed on our roads. When we look out for each other,
we keep each other safe.
Please look out for older pedestrians. From the Road Safety Authority. Visit rsa.ie.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
Starting with news of soccer, the Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola quite clear in his apparent disdain for the EFL Cup, saying they won't waste any energy on it after a comfortable 2-1 win last night over Championship Watford at the Etihad Stadium. Guardiola making 9 changes just 2 days after Sunday's draining clash with Arsenal, which finished 2-2, and he says the competition well down on his list of priorities. Chelsea, though, were decisive in hammering Barrow 5-0. Aston Villa edged past Wickham 2-1, while Leicester avoided red faces after penalty shootout win over League 2 Walsall. Two more ties this evening. Raheem Sterling likely to start for Arsenal at home to Bolton at the Emirates, while Liverpool face West Ham at Anfield in an old Premier League tie. Cork Mounquivi and Kelleher once again likely to start in goals, deputising for Alisson. FC 20, the boyhood club of Eric Ten Hag, come to Old Trafford this evening as Ten Hag's United begin their Europa League campaign. The Manchester United squad likely to be a strong one for the competition they see as a priority. Elsewhere in the women's top flight, Athlone Town face Wexford from 7:45. Aaron Connolly has joined Sunderland on a 1-year deal after his release from Hull at the end of last season. And Mark Allen awaits the winner of England's Hamid Maya or Belgium's Ben Mertens in the British Open in snooker.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors, your Volkswagen electric vehicle experts for counties Galway and Louth. See VolkswagenGalway.ie or VolkswagenLouth.ie to learn more about e-mobility.
Traffic on the M1 Swords Road and Drumcondra Road packed from the M50 interchange to Binns Bridge because of a temporary road layout ongoing there. That the worst of it in Dublin this morning. The usual routes are usually congested. Gerald Griffin Street onto Shandon Street southbound, slow towards North Gatebridge in Cork. It's slow on Sunday's Well Road. Traffic around Cork, generally speaking, is incredible this morning. Slow in Limerick on the Moreau Road towards the Dublin Road Junction. The Tip Road inbound of the Ballysimon Road is heavy towards the Tip Roundabout. Slow also on the Corbury Road. Delays in Galway westbound, Barna Drive towards the Munavay Road Junction, and the Old Dublin Road slow towards the Heritage Centre.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Outbreaks of rain will move right up across the country throughout the morning into the afternoon. The chance of heavy falls at times as well. Cloudy periods, some sunny spells, light winds with temperatures of 11 to 14 degrees. You're up to date on the home of the amazing 80s each weekday from noon with Trina Mara, only on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Out in the night, as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Colm and Lucy in the morning. Thanks to Noyak Study. Ask about their composite decking for low maintenance outdoor living.
Yeah. Ask the lads. Ask for Stephen in particular.
Stephen, is it?
Yeah.
Right. See the hot one?
Stephen's the hot one. Yeah, he did our house.
Okay.
I'm a happy customer. Paying customer.
Did you have Snickers trousers on?
No, he didn't. He designed my kitchen.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's responsible for your herringbone, or is that a different company?
That's a different company.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't keep up.
He did my kitchen.
Who made your pantry?
I beg your pardon.
Your pantry?
I don't have a pantry.
Do you not?
No.
Well, sorry, I'm confusing with Amy Hooperman. Sorry. Same agent, different kitchen.
Does Amy have a pantry?
She does, yeah.
I'd love one. Do you have one?
No, I don't. I was on a Zoom call with Bod once for work.
Yeah.
He showed us his elf on the shelf. He walked us around the pantry. I had the whole thing on Zoom. And some idiot had cancelled the Zoom record video by default setting.
Yeah.
So I lost Bod's pantry.
Ah.
That's how I know Amy has a pantry.
Right.
It was a very nice pantry.
Yeah.
We've been asking you this morning, based on age demographics, and 16 to 24 year olds are the worst offenders, 55 pluses are the best, second best.
Yeah.
In terms of getting ready.
Yeah. Now, I've admitted, from shower to leaving the house, 1 hour, 15 minutes. Possibly with a bottle of Chardonnay in my tummy.
And I say you're shaving a bit of time off that as well as shaving.
Oh, God, thank God you used the time.
Yeah, I don't believe, you come in here every morning with a full face of makeup on.
I don't really, I kind of tweak as the show goes on. This is my mirror.
Tweak and
twerk.
I
come in like Shrek. And I leave.
No, you're half a Princess Fiona. Well, Mandy has got 26-year-old twin daughters. Oh my gosh.
No.
Good morning, lads. Just listening to you there talking about getting ready to go out. Yeah. I have 26-year-old twin daughters.
Ouch.
And I swear to God,
no.
It could take them 4 or 5 hours to get ready with the tan and the eyelashes and the lipstick. And the whole lot. Now, I'd have it down to about half an hour, which isn't bad. But what I was going to tell you was that when the twins were in, I think, senior infants, one of them wrote in her school news, "My mummy likes to pasteurise her face in the car in the morning." Now, I know she meant moisturise, but yeah, pasteurise. Have a good day, lads. Love the show.
God, you only have time to pasteurise your face because, imagine they have one bathroom. 26-year-olds
twins
trying to get ready to go out.
I think you
I'd
need.
Say that carpet is destroyed. Fake tan.
Oh, fake
burns
tan.
Burns from the hair straighteners.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes. Something
Everything.
That's. What's that?
Glue,
what's
nails.
That, what's that powdery stuff? Blusher that falls, spills everywhere.
Oh, yes.
Also,
yes.
Mandy doesn't sound old enough to have 26-year-old twins. Sure, she doesn't.
I know. She might have been 20 having them.
She might have been.
She better not be younger than me as well. I'm fed up with people around here being younger than me.
You're better than I'm younger than you. That's the bit cope with.
I can't. I hate it.
Right, well, look, thank you for all the messages. Just bear in mind, if you've got someone who is or coming up to the age group of 16 to 24, you probably need another bathroom.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Go to the credit union and find yourself a builder.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Celebrity Loose is coming up.
It is.
Anything juicy going on for this edition of it, Lucy Kennedy?
Well, I got an interesting story about Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
And jeans. Let's just leave it there.
We all love Snoop. It's on the way on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You're the best thing. You're the best thing. Best thing ever had.
kind of feeling I've been searching for endless. You're the best thing to see me through. I never thought that any love could be so true. Passed me by. They were wasted, golden entity inside. I would hope, let me die. And you may ask, where are they now? Just look around you, lift your head up on the crowd. I know now what I didn't know. So then I run from home, such a friendship that wouldn't last, 'cause they were right, not like you. You're the best thing I ever had, kind of feeling I've been searching for at last. You're the best thing to see me through. I never thought that any love could be so true.
Gets Radio, D-Ream, you're the best thing. It's 20 past nine and a time for another celebrity edition with the celebrity herself.
Thank you so much.
Of Celebrity Luce.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And it's time for Celebrity Luce.
With the Talbot Collection. Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Ideal for family getaways. See talbotcollection.ie.
Excuse me, I always put on my lip gloss for Celebrity Luce.
Suits you.
Thank you. So I actually have three kind of stories that I'm going to go with. Just an update. If you were with us since 6 a.m, thank you. Well done.
What's wrong with
you? Earlier on, Philip Schofield, we were talking about him. He's got this little one-man show, him on an island off the coast of Madagascar somewhere. And he's just wandering around like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Well done.
Well, he's actually put up a picture of himself on his Instagram.
And on a hammock, I think.
On a hammock?
I think he's in a hammock as well.
Oh, he is on a hammock,
there's two photographs.
Yeah, he looks all kind of rustic and just kind of a beardy.
Make no mistake, this is a PR exercise. This is him testing the water, no
pun
intended.
You're right, this is comeback.
To see, is there an appetite for him? How do the public feel about him? He still has his comments on Instagram turned off.
Yeah, now, that is very cheeky. He just says, now you know how I spent my summer alone for 10 days, no food, no water, no crew. My story of survival, both on a desert island and off it.
No crew. I don't believe it's just him and a GoPro.
Still not going to follow him. As soon as I heard all those allegations, I unfollowed him. That's how angry I was. No.
So it'll be on Channel 5, which is a bit of a step down from ITV.
Yes.
A bit of a step down from the chauffeur-driven limousine to work every day.
Yeah.
So, look, I don't
know. Who's he talking to? How can he discuss the survival without a crew? He was obviously filmed.
Of course he was.
So why would he say there's no crew?
Mystery. Television.
Unless there was a little drone following him around. Oh, unless it's all done on his phone, like pieces of camera on his phone. I doubt it.
Could be.
How do you feel about this? Quite controversial. Pierce Brosnan has been ranked the most attractive James Bond actor to date.
But he's one of our own. We all have to get behind him.
So he was James Bond from 1995 to 2002. But I was surprised that he beat Daniel Craig and Sean Connery.
Well, Sean's
the best looking Bond. 80% of people picked Pierce.
Yes. He looked the exact same as he did in Mrs. Doubtfire, just with a tuxedo instead of swimming togs.
Yes, he was very suave, wasn't he?
He was.
And he is still very handsome.
He is.
But Daniel Craig, if it was Daniel Craig...
But he's
Pierce,
different. Daniel Craig is... Daniel Craig was the first Bond... not really with a six pack. So Roger Moore had a bit of a... He definitely had a two pack.
Yeah.
Is it controversial? I mean, he doesn't have a head like a bag of hammers or anything.
No, he doesn't. Like, he is hot.
And he's from Navan.
And he's from Navan.
So we need to big him up.
I would always choose Irish, but I just thought that Sean Connery might have got it.
Yeah.
You know, he's dead.
He is definitely dead, yeah. and he was Bond a long time ago, so maybe for that reason. I just find Daniel's different. He was more of a six-pack Bond, he was more of a modern-era Bond. Obviously, yeah. He wasn't tall, dark and handsome necessarily, unlike many of the others.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope it goes to Idris Elba next.
Nah, he's too old.
My life
too
How old. Dare
he's too
old. You?
He's too good as John Luther. That smelly grey coat that he runs around with, which would be banging a sweat.
And he wouldn't wear the coat. Have you ever seen Idris in a tux?
Yeah, no.
Cue Diet Coke.
Listen,
music.
I mean, yeah, I hear you. He's just not James Bond. That René Gel.
I'm going to keep fella, talking so you don't see me crying.
That fella from Bridgerton.
Who, the Duke?
Is
smoking
Regé Jean.
Hello Sailor.
I'll have a bit of him.
Hello Sailor.
In Bond.
Get in line, my friend. Get in line.
Now, Grant, I'll let you skip.
Snoop Dogg refuses to wear skinny jeans because he fears he'll never be able to get them off.
This is true. There is no way in hell.
This is true.
Men over 33 should not be permitted to wear skinny jeans.
What?
And he's a
Jeremy. Jeremy
buys
his jeans in the children's department.
Yeah, he wears red jeans and everything.
He wears their leggings.
He wears
They're actually denim leggings.
There is no man on this earth over 33 who should be wearing skinny jeans.
I like skinny jeans on men.
No.
Why? Well,
you probably do on young men.
No, on all men.
They look pathetic.
Let's just say Roger Moore called in here. Right, we'd be shocked, obviously. But if he was wearing skinny jeans, I'd go fair play to you.
It's like a 70-year-old woman wearing a miniskirt.
That is insane.
Nobody wants to see it.
Snoop Dogg says, I'm skinny, so he says, it's going to be very hard. I would worry that if I wear skinny jeans that they would get stuck, so that's why I stick with baggy ones.
Also, unless you're very, very small downstairs, it wouldn't be comfortable.
More Celebrity Loose in the morning.
Celebrity Loose.
With the Talbot Collection. Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Perfect for a couple's retreat. See talbotcollection.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits at Work.
How are you? It's Trina. Here's one for you. If the workman working in your house was going for a smoke break all day long, would you say it or keep your mouth shut?
I'd leave it. I really would. I'd just leave it.
My advice, keep strum. Say nothing. Otherwise, I'll just walk off the job.
I'll take the kettle out of the kitchen because you know yourself. With no kettle, there's no smokes and there's no breaks. And that's builders for you, Trina. Love the show.
You've had your say. I'll chat to you weekday mornings from 10 till 2.
With the Tile Hub, discover the perfect blend of style, quality and convenience with our expert bathroom renovations. TheTileHub.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The Lidl Kickstart Supplier Development Programme is kicking off. Lidl is continuing to support Irish businesses by giving 45 new Irish suppliers the chance to showcase their products in over 200 Lidl stores. Come and try everything from Irish hot sauces to fresh family ready meals. Go on, shop without compromise. Go full Lidl today.
To get the most out of life, you have to give it your best. Best effort, best attitude, best nutrition. That's why Revive Active created a range of super supplements suitable for the whole family, from ages 4 and up. Packed full of active ingredients in one powerful, easily absorbed daily sachet. Start your day with Ireland's number one vitamin and dietary supplement, Revive Active. Find out more at your local health food store, pharmacy, or at reviveactive.com. Revive Active, there's one for everyone.
Soho Dublin is giving Saturday night back to the over 35s. Let's Dance is the city's newest weekly club night that gives you the chance to relive your youth clubbing. Every Saturday from 5:30 till 10, Soho's massive dance floor will be filled with iconic beats of the 80s, 90s and noughties, all spun by the city's legendary DJs and MCs. We're even bringing back the slow set, and you'll get a free glass of Prosecco on arrival. Let's Dance, the nostalgic Saturday night party for over 35s. For tickets, search Soho Dublin on Eventbrite.
We all love to get the most out of things, like a sunny day while it lasts. In Ireland, it can be hard to get enough vitamin D from the sun. But did you know that 90% of us also don't get enough vitamin D from the food we eat? The great news is, Avonmore Supermilk is fortified with vitamin D, helping us to absorb calcium for healthy bones and supporting the immune system too. Avonmore Supermilk, the most super our milk can be. Figures based on FSAI 2023 vitamin D study.
Are you an employer seeking to fill career openings? Jobs Expo is the leading careers fair in Dublin, attracting thousands of skilled job seekers from Ireland and abroad. Come and meet thousands of skilled professionals at Croke Park on Saturday, 19th of October, and recruit in the most cost-effective environment in Ireland. Find out how exhibiting at Jobs Expo Dublin can save you money. Email info@jobsexpo.ie or call 01 5311 280. Jobs Expo. Work is what we do.
Is that another bill?
Yep, car insurance. And it's gone up as well.
Right, here's the plan. First Ireland Car Insurance. Tony was raving about them. Great policy cover and benefits, he said. And when he called, he got a cheaper price on the spot.
And it takes a lot to please Tony. Here, give us your phone. I'm calling them right now.
First Ireland Car Insurance puts you first. See firstireland.ie. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply. First Ireland Risk Management Limited, trading as First Ireland, First Ireland Finance, First Ireland Insurance and Drive First is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Do you have an interest in forensics? City Colleges presents a brand new diploma in forensic interviewing. Master the meticulous process of obtaining accurate and legally admissible information. Our in-class or live online course combines theory with practical, scenario-based exercises. You'll gain competence and build your career with recognized standards in forensic interviewing. Visit citycolleges.ie to learn more. City Colleges. Education for the real world.
The average attention span of a human is 6 seconds. 123inc.ie dispatch all your office supplies same day, so you can buy local and still... Oh look, a squirrel! 123inc.ie.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning.
With Noyx Newmans. For your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Just what it takes to make it pro blush.
she's got Hedy Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make it grow blush. All the boys think she's a spy, she's got Hedy Davis eyes. She teases you, she'll unease you just to please you. She's got Hedy Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, home of the 80s and 90s, Kim Carnes. If you love 80s, you love Trina Mara's show, you love Kim Wilde 80s show, you love all the shows.
Love Kim Wilde.
Okay, you're a bit of a Kim Wilde yourself. You're more Lucy Wilde, especially on Fridays.
I'm not here.
No. Yeah. Well, sometimes. It's 9:32. Let's get an update now from John.
Thanks, Noe. Good morning. Air raid sirens have been sounding across Tel Aviv. Hezbollah firing a missile towards it, intercepted by Israel overnight. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting on the matter of the escalating violence across Lebanon, while the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has formally thanked Ireland for giving state recognition to Palestine as he addressed Simon Harris. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will take centre stage at the UN Security Council briefing in New York, hoping to sustain global support ahead of the US elections in November. Officials from the board of the National Children's Hospital will appear before the Erectus Health Committee to discuss its ongoing delays and cost overruns. Weston Airport in Dublin was closed after a fire broke out in a room near the control tower last night. Controversial changes to traffic along the quays in Dublin are allowing buses to move much faster along the route than was previously the case. Manchester City's Pep Guardiola says they simply won't waste time at the EFL Cup despite their win over Watford last night, saying it's well down the list of their priorities. Wins also in the competition for Chelsea, Leicester and Aston Villa two more times in Sydney, with Cueven Kelleher likely to continue in goals for Liverpool as they face West Ham. Arsenal take on Bolton Wanderers. It's just emerged that Raphael Varane, the World Cup winning central defender from France, who of course played for Manchester United and Real Madrid, has announced his retirement at the very young age of just 31. Manchester United begin the Europa League campaign this evening against FC 20 of the Netherlands, while in snooker Mark Allen awaits his next opponent at the British Open, who will be in action today.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors. Accelerate into the future with Western Motors, your approved Volkswagen dealer, celebrating 60 years of motoring excellence in 2024.
Dublin traffic impacted by reports of a pedestrian on the M50 southbound at Junction 10 Ballymount this morning. It's very slow. The M1 Swords Run in Ballymount approaches near the M50 interchange near Binns Bridge because of a new temporary road layout. Beginning to ease across the city this morning, delays in Cork on many, many routes still in evidence. The Lower Glanmire Road onto Horgan's Quay, the Bandon Road, the North City Link Road and the North Ring Road. Delays in Limerick and Dell Road towards the Shannon Bridge roundabout. Slowest in Galway, Barnet Drive westbound towards the Munavay Road junction. The N6 still slowly at the Coola roundabout, and heavy inbound on the Tuam Road and also southbound the Thomas Hines Road in evidence this morning. Generally a dry start in many areas, but there will be plenty of rain pushing up through the country throughout the day. Temperatures 10 to 14 degrees. You're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you very much. It's 9:35 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. A former prisoner and musician.
Now, Ask Lucy Anything is coming up, and today is Bonkers.
Ooh.
You're lying.
was wrong and all the nasty things you've done. So baby, listen carefully while I sing my comeback song. Your lies are mine. She said she'd never turn on me. Your lies are mine. But you do, but you do. Your lies are mine. All this pain you said I'd never feel. Your lies are mine. But I do, but I do, do, do. Return of the man.
The Kiss Radio, Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. The microphones are live, people.
Yeah, it's just telling Jeremy he's on the naughty step for a week. Him and his little skinny jeans. Anywho.
Oh, dear.
Now,
dear,
would you like the opportunity to go to
Fota Island
for a two-night stay?
A luxurious escape.
Dinner.
Breakfast.
Spa treatment.
Whatever you do. In hotels by yourselves.
Chill.
You're not.
So nice.
Here's a condition. You're not allowed to bring any little people with you.
Yeah, be great, wouldn't it?
Just we want you to peace. Actually just
adult company.
Enjoy yourself. Exactly.
Funny thing is, I don't know if you guys are the same, but when our children aren't around, I do talk about them.
Oh,
I am that woman.
Yeah.
That woman.
I have a very good friend and I nearly put an egg timer to go. You can talk about them for that long and then we're talking about normal things.
Yeah.
Well, if you get involved at any point this week in the show,
yeah.
you could go into the draw on Friday to go to Fota Island. Pack your bags, escape to your own private island at Cork's Fota Island Resort. Philip Schofield will not be there.
No, he won't be
we
there.
We can promise.
No.
Ask Lucy anything on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Got a burning question or a delicate dilemma? Just ask Lucy.
With Renault Belgarde, reserve your next car with us. Browse the range on kiris.ie/Renault.
Alrighty then. Today's Ask Lucy Anything is from Leon in Balbriggan. Good morning to Leon. I don't think he's French.
It's not a place in France. He's a fella from Balbriggan.
Leon. Lucy, can you help settle a debate in our family that's been going on for years now? My wife refuses to go for carvery dinners,
what?
Even though I love them. And our girls love them. She says it's like being back in school, having to walk up with a tray of slop.
You're going to the wrong place if you're getting a tray of slop.
We're constantly saying she's a snob. Do you think the snobbery around carvery? She says that anyone who is a proper food lover hates carvery.
I wanted to go to a particular bar, restaurant, very famous on the south side, in Rathfarnham. I'll just leave it at that, where I grew up, on Sunday. And my mother sent back, I'm not going there. It's only carvery on Sunday and full of elderly people.
Oh, Mrs. Nobby, that is not good.
Now, I had to resist the urge to say,
you're one of them.
You're no spring chicken yourself, love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't call your mum love, do you?
So for that, no, for that reason.
Yeah.
I was like, what's wrong with a carvery anyway?
Oh.
They're delicious.
Absolutely.
If it's a tray of slop, you're going to the wrong place, no?
Two things I don't mess with, my men and my food. I absolutely love carvery. I'm a tourist, the bull, and I will sometimes even go up for seconds. And I am that girl who would say, hey, don't be a stranger with those roasties. I love it so much that I will sit there and I will eat until I have to undo the top button of my trousers or jeans.
Right.
Now I know I've completely turned you off me as a person.
It's the other stuff for sale in the bar that makes you undo the top button of the other part?
No, just that. I love roast beef, roast chicken, Yorkshire puddings, horseradish sauce, gravy, They do a good carvey on kind of, is it the Putchins?
Putchins still.
Yes, on the Nace Road. Mm. Delicious carvey.
How do you get back home though? Do you have to just drive to Limerick, or how do you turn around?
No, there's a sneaky peeky way around the back, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I know someone who was asked, do they want a small plate out of carvery, and they were offended.
Why? Oh, just in case they thought, like, who ate all the pies?
I don't know.
Well, actually, now that you mention it, I have been offered a small plate a few times. What are your thoughts, guys? I love it. It's one of these things. I don't think it's snobbery that she doesn't like it. She's possibly scarred from...
Veg.
From school dinners.
Having some gravy?
Love it. I just say, hi, please may I have everything.
What is the problem with a carvery? You are an out and out snob if you have an issue with a carvery.
Is it snobbery? I don't think Colm Hayes likes carvery.
And they're usually good value because they're not as dear as if you bought like a steak.
Yeah, nice big carvery, whether it's pork, beef, chicken, you name it.
Get it on your face.
Get on it. Get it into your face.
If you have an issue with this, please, would you leave your wife over her not wanting carvery?
Or have we triggered something because you hate carvery that much?
What's your problem? Please explain, because we don't understand.
And while you're explaining...
Mushy peas?
Yes to everything.
Yes.
Remember, you can reserve for your next car. Renault Belgarde. Browse the range on kiris.ie/Renault.
087
Get your carvery stories in.
188 0008. It is 9:40.
I'm hungry now.
Ray, love some mushy peas and gravy.
Classic hits at work.
Hey, it's Trina Marriage. You know, I got so many voice notes in from people begging me to give them the ultimate coffee lovers package from Velo Coffee Roasters when we ran our competition there the other week. We're going to do it all over again. Somebody's going to win a state-of-the-art De'Longhi coffee machine, perfect for crafting barista-quality coffee at home. But that is not all. You'll also get a 6-month subscription to Velo Coffee. Be here weekdays from 10 a.m. till 2 to win.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
From the hard-working new Transit Custom to the new rugged Ford Ranger and the dependable all-new Transit Connect to the reimagined all-new Courier and our new all-electric e-Transit range. Our award-winning Ford Pro commercial vehicle range has now been fully buffed and upgraded. Come and take Ireland's best-selling Ford Pro range for a test drive today. Productivity never looks so good. Browse the full Ford Pro range or book your test drive on Ford.ie. Claim based on latest published SIMI figures. Test drive subject to availability.
Eurospar Supermarkets are proud to be part of local communities throughout Ireland. We want to say thank you to those who go above and beyond to help the people of their local communities. Nominate your local community charity, group or organisation in store today and they could win a share of the €15,000 Eurospar Community Donation Fund. 15 prizes of €1,000 to be won. Eurospar, your super easy supermarket. T's and C's apply.
New this week in Home Store and More. All bar stools and chairs are all half price. But better hurry, because when all our half price bar stools and chairs are gone, they're gone. Also, all mattress toppers are still all half price. But better hurry, because when all our half price mattress toppers are gone, they're definitely gone. Drop by your local Home Store and More. Visit us online at homestoreandmore.ie. Home Store and More. A happy home.
What are you doing tonight? You could stay in on your own and binge on a box set, stick on a washer, go mad, and do your food shop. Or, with the help of Intro Matchmaking, you could be meeting your special someone and begin the rest of your life. Visit intro.ie, Ireland's leading dating agency, and find your perfect match. Or, you could just snuggle up and watch that box set. Intro Matchmaking. No more nights in for one. You can now download our free ebook or listen to our podcast, Is This Why You're Single? At intro.ie.
Christmas is coming.
Oh no.
Oh yes. The Christmas Shopping Expo. Ireland's new indoor Christmas shopping fair at the National Indoor Arena, Blanchardstown, on 7th and 8th of December. Forget the stresses of Christmas shopping and get all your festive gifts and stocking fillers all under one roof.
Make Christmas extra special this year at the Christmas Shopping Expo on 7th and 8th of December. For tickets and information on exhibiting at Ireland's new Christmas Gifts Fair, visit christmasshopping.ie.
Elftown is coming to both the RDS Dublin and Galway Racecourse this Christmas. Meet Santa's real reindeer, step into Jack Frost's ice house made of real ice, and explore the magical world of Elftown with Santa's wondrous elves. Book tickets from just £19.95 for adults and £29.95 for children at elftown.ie.
Soho Dublin is giving Saturday night back to the over 35s. Let's Dance is the city's newest weekly club night that gives you the chance to relive your youth clubbing. Every Saturday from 5:30 till 10, Soho's massive dance floor will be filled with iconic beats of the 80s, 90s and noughties, all spun by the city's legendary DJs and MCs. We're even bringing back the slow set, and you'll get a free glass of Prosecco on arrival. Let's Dance, the nostalgic Saturday night party for over 35s. For tickets, search Soho Dublin on Eventbrite.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You make me feel funny when you come around. Yeah, that's what I found out, honey. What am I doing without you? You make me feel happy when I leave you behind. It plays my mind now, honey. What am I doing without you? Oh, took for granted everything we had. As if I find someone who's just like you. What am I doing without you? All of the things I've been looking for have always been here outside of my door. And all of the time I'm looking for something new. What am I doing without you? What am I doing without you? Well, I guess I'm ready for settling down. I'm fooling around, it's over. And I swear it's true, no buts or maybes. When I'm falling down, there's always someone who saves me. And girl, it's you. Oh, funny how life can be so surprising. I'm just realizing what you do. Oh, you got a little world of our own. I'll tell you things and no one else knows. I'll let you in when no one else goes. Been looking for, I've always been here outside of my door. And all of the time I'm looking for something new. What am I doing without you? Well, it's feeling right now. So let's do it right now. Praying somehow you will learn to stand the way. It's feeling right now. Maybe somehow. What am I doing without you?
We got a little world of our own. I'll tell you things that no one else knows. I'll let you in when no one else goes.
What am I doing without you?
All of the things I've been looking for have always been here inside of my door. And all of the time I'm looking for something.
Well, I'm on my own.
We got a little world of our own.
Classic Hits Radio, Westlife, World of Our Own. Good morning to Nikki. He's probably listening. Lucy's
oh my God,
listening
I was just saying about Nikki. I sat beside Nikki when we went to Taylor Swift. He's just such
Clang.
A nice guy.
He isn't
he is completely and utterly one of us.
Yes, he's...
And
he's,
Georgina and their family. I just love him.
Got to know him over the years. He's a nice fella. But I would like an invite around to his little bar.
Oh.
He's doing a thing now where some people will come over on tour or whatever, and he'll have a black and white milkshake in his bar.
Sorry, wait a sec. Like celebrities.
He did one with Gary Barlow. He did one with Louis Walsh. He's not really a celebrity. I think if there's people gigging here, because they're only down the road in Malahide Castle or whatever, he'll invite you around for
I've
the
never
pint.
Been invited to his bar.
No. She'd never leave.
That's true.
That's the problem.
Now, we've been talking about carvery. We both love it. For our Ask Lucy Anything, Leon and Bob Brigham, he says his wife will never eat it. Mm. But someone has just messaged this. Hi, guys. Check your carvery for hairs.
Ah, stop now.
Yes. Three times I've got very long hairs on my dinner.
But again, that's where you're going. It's not carvery. And you can't make a sweeping statement about carvery like that.
Also, the people who kind of do the carvery in like carvery places, they wear like shower caps. What they call it, a hair netty thing.
Hair netty things, yeah. Jenny, hello.
Hello.
How are
hello,
you?
Jenny,
how are you?
Hello.
What's this posh carvery you know about?
Talk to us.
Oh, listen, this is a fab place. It's an Irish pub in Finsbury Park. It's called the WB Yeats.
WB Yeats.
Yeah. It's the sister pub to another Irish pub called the Shillelagh, which I haven't been in. But
the Shillelagh.
Got great reviews about the carvery, was over there. And I've been to it twice now, and I'm going again this before Christmas.
Yeah.
The chef there is, his name is Matthew. He's a tall, easy on the eye.
Oh, hello,
fellow.
Matthew. Yeah.
Yeah. Does it all himself, and produces fabulous, fabulous food. It's just on Sundays, and I can't speak more highly about it.
What would you recommend now?
Don't encourage her.
No, you have me.
Well,
you know,
I heard you say you love Yorkshire puddings. He does wonderful Yorkshire puddings. So much so, I asked him, could I get the recipe? He kind of gave me a bit of a hint how to do it, but not a patch on what his were like.
Mary Berry, just Google it. But simple.
Yeah, he does a lovely rolled porchetta with herbs stuff in the middle of it. Beef, sirloin.
Jenny,
I mean,
are you sure you don't work there now?
I don't work
Jenny,
there.
I'm down here.
I'm down here in the very dreary, damp, wet Glenbeigh, County Kerry at the moment. And,
okay. So Matthew's not beside you.
Pardon me?
Oh, he's not.
No, no.
With a gun to your
temple. If he was, I'd put you onto it.
I would be quite jealous. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of confused. Is this a little bit of what Lucy...
This is carvery. This is promoting carvery.
Carvery.
With what did Lucy Kennedy say? It's column A's.
No, this is just carvery.
Well, I'd like to do that too. Right. I really know the answer to that question.
All right, we want to do that as well. Okay, what did Lucy Kennedy say to column A's? And you can't mention the word Matthew.
Okay.
Off you go.
Go for it.
How many bras have you bought your wife?
How many bras have you bought your wife? Okay, we're still within the A-word limit.
Very strange thing.
I would not trust that man near a bra.
It's not fair on him. I don't think any man would buy his wife a bra.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, you never know.
The answer is two.
Matthew would.
Lingerie is different.
Matthew would.
You're talking about a bra. Can we just be clear?
That is lingerie.
Yeah, I know. They usually come in two halves, though.
No! I'd buy a bra for anybody. Anyway. Oh. It's not.
I was convinced as well to ask Lucy, because I heard you say at some stage, and I thought it was very out of character about the weather, and you say, oh, it's time for two bras.
Oh,
I said, oh, that's it, bras.
Oh, I'm very sorry for saying that. That's very unprofessional.
No problem.
My boss
I'm listening.
That was once off. Well, look, thank you for all that advice.
Guys.
We're all obviously going to stalk Matthew. And
stalk Matthew, go stalk to Matthew. The WB8s, and you won't be disappointed.
Sold.
Leave your bra at the door. See you, Jenny.
God bless.
Definitely.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks, Jenny. Now we've Liz in Cork. Liz, how you doing?
Hi. How are you doing?
We're good, thank you. Now, we're not going to ask you about your underwear, but I would like to ask you about carvery. Where do you stand?
I'm not into carvery.
Liz!
No.
What's the problem, Liz? What's the problem with it?
Yeah, I'm a bit picky about food. I like dry food. I put my own gravy on.
Dry food, as in?
Sorry. What's different about Liz's gravy?
I like good food, but I just don't like sloppy plates, and carvery is sloppy plate.
Oh, I love a sloppy plate.
Did you eat porridge dry, without milk, water?
She nibbles.
Oh, no, I like porridge. No, I make it with water. Oh, put yogurt in it.
Oh, no, she's a fussy eater. You're a fussy eater, are you, Liz?
I am, a little bit,
yeah. See, I'm not, and that is my problem in life. Okay, Liz, 7,750 quid. What are we thinking?
Okay, I remember a conversation that you had going back a very good long while ago. So I've been trying every day for ages. So
right.
This is it.
This is your moment.
How many times do you shampoo your hair?
Ah, ooh. yes. Is this, around the time he dyed his hair?
The answer is two.
Did he dye his hair?
Yeah, twice. I can't even talk about it. He looked like Pudge and Rudge.
Oh, my God.
Was that the answer?
I said shampoo, not dye.
Shampoo. Yeah. Liz, it's not. Oh. So sorry.
Well, it's gone out of my head now, at least.
That's it now,
I keep trying.
Yes.
Wash at that least that's right gone. Out of your hair.
And now you need to think about another one. And phone us again.
Okay.
Because we'd love to talk to
Great.
You. All right, Liz.
Thank you.
God Lovely bless. Day. Bye.
Right.
Bye. Okay, I'm you get two more chances.
Still stuck in Yorkshire puddings and bras and what was his name? Matthew.
How do you feel working on the show? Do you feel like you might need to talk to somebody after?
I really do. After today's show, yes.
Today's show has
Normally
been
it's been fine.
Ridiculous.
Today
spicy.
It's like, what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trina. Now remember, yes, go on.
Trina is here after 10. A lot more normal.
Yeah, a lot more normal. And then Damien. And on both those shows, you get another chance to win 7,750 quid.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Trina. If you're thinking about packing your bags for a holiday, we are going to be joined in studio every Saturday by travel experts Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. They know the places to go, the best deals to get, and how to make the most of your few days off work. So join us every Saturday on Something for the Weekend.
Travel Saturday with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Harvey Norman, your technology specialists. Shop our range of SumUp card readers today. Like the compact and wireless SumUp Air card reader. It accepts card payments anywhere, anytime. Ideal for small businesses. Was $49.90, now $24.90, save €25. Or get the easy-to-use SumUp solo card reader set with printer. Accept all major card payments. Print instant receipts. Was $169.95, now $129.95, save €40. With our best prices guarantee, why shop anywhere else? Harvey Norman, your technology specialists.
Terms and conditions apply. See hn.ie for more.
Need a Christmas party venue with added va-va-voom? Somewhere you can all let off steam and enjoy the fun, the food, the buzz and racing. Make this year's Christmas party a winner at your local Greyhound Stadium. Book now at www.gogreyhoundracing.ie.
We're getting into the Halloween spirit at Woodies with spectacular savings for your haunted homes and gardens. Get monster savings on all Halloween decorations and lights, now half price. But hurry, get them before they get you. Shop in-store, online or click and collect. Woodies, we're all homemakers. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Where you work, who you work with and how you feel on a Sunday night matters. For over a decade, Barden have been making Sunday nights feel better. Whether you're in finance or tech, admin or analytics, law or life sciences, your future is too important to leave to chance. Barden. Recruitment, but better.
Living alone can feel lonely, especially as we get older. But with a home share, you don't have to face it alone. We match you or your loved one with the perfect live-in companion. Someone who'll provide company, a helping hand around the home, and peace of mind overnight. The home share helps you remain living in the home you love, reducing the need to move to a nursing home, and costs less than €250 per month. See thehomeshare.ie. Together, helping each other.
Get 1 month free GOMO, but you've got to be quick. With GOMO, you get all calls, all texts, all 5G data for just $14.99 a month for life. So what are you waiting for? Join GOMO, the mobile network of the year 2024, and get 1 month free. Hurry, offer ends soon. For more, visit gomo.ie.
Unlimited allowance subject to fair use 30-day contract. A once-off SIM activation fee of $14.99 applies. For full details, terms, roaming and fair use, see gomo.ie.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
Unpost are hiring seasonal operatives. Apply now at unpost.com/careers.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. I'm John Hart. Israeli fighter jets have intercepted a drone that was crossing into Israel from Syria this morning. The interception taking place over the Sea of Galilee. No damage or injuries reported. Hezbollah said it launched the ballistic missile towards Tel Aviv and the intelligence agency Mossad's headquarters. They claim Mossad were responsible for assassinating its leaders and blowing up pagers and wireless devices last week. Meanwhile, the Lebanese health ministry say hospitals are becoming overwhelmed with the number of casualties after the Israeli air airstrikes of the last few days. Over 560 deaths recorded by the Lebanese Health Ministry. Repeated delays at the National Children's Hospital are unacceptable, with the contractor failing to meet its commitments month on month. That's according to the head of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, who is appearing before the Erectus Health Committee today. Weston Airport in Dublin has been closed after fire broke out in a room close to the control centre last night. It was brought under control by the fire brigade as an investigation gets underway. Also today, a review of the ongoing Chrysler tragedy should be forthcoming, according to the parents of 14-year-old Leona Harper, who say they cannot move on with their lives because they still have no idea what caused the explosion in October of 2022, which claimed the lives of 10 people. And Philip Schofield's confirmed his return to TV over a year on since resigning from This Morning, as he takes his story to Channel 5's Castaway beginning on Monday. He stepped down from ITV after admitting an unwise but not illegal affair with a younger male colleague.
Yeah, we're good mates, yeah. Look, I'm always there for him, 100%, through thick and thin. And sure, he likes having me around. Anytime he's going out, I'll get the shout, you know. And some